We are now, I'm going to have to ask that I have complete attention. Anybody that wants to understand today's Gemara, there's only one way you'll be able to do it. It's have complete attention. You can ask questions at right times, but it needs complete attention. We're talking about a person that can be one of four things, one of three things at this point. He's either a Nazir Tahar or a Nazir Tameh or a Mitzayra Muklut or nothing at all. Not a Mitzayra at all. Two possibilities. He's definitely a Nazir. He might be a Nazir Tahar, he might be a Nazir Tameh, he's not sure. And he also doesn't know if he's a Mitzayra. So here he goes and he waits 30 days. And he takes his first haircut. Now why does he have to wait 30 days? Because if he's not a Mitzayra, and he's not a Nazir Tameh, then he's a regular Nazir. So he can't take the haircut for 30 days. He might be a regular Nazir. A Nazir can't take a haircut for 30 days. He might be a Mitzayra. So this haircut didn't work for Naziris, because as long as he's a Mitzayra, the haircut doesn't work. He might be a Mitzayra. He might be a Nazir Tameh. And again, if he's a Nazir Tameh, this haircut can't work for Nazir Tahar. So when he takes this haircut, he has to say, maybe he is a Mitzayra, and this haircut is the first of the two haircuts of Mitzayra. Maybe he is a Nazir Tameh, and this haircut is for Nazir Tameh. And maybe he's neither of the above, and this haircut is for Nazir Tahar. That works wonderfully. Except, he's got to bring Karbanos. Because without Karbanos, the Taras doesn't leave him, the Nazir Tameh doesn't leave him, and the Nazir Tahar doesn't leave him. How you can't take a haircut. And the 30 days is wonderful, but without a carbon, you can't take a haircut. So now, here comes the part that needs a lot of remembering.
Wait, is it 1 in 7 from the Torah and then 30?
There's no 30 at all by Mitzayra.
Yeah, but as a Nazir, needs 30.
Again, a Nazir Tahar needs 30. A Nazir Tameh needs 7. A Nazir Mitzayra needs 8. Meaning after 7 days, day eight. Okay, now, he's got to bring Karbanos to move to the next step. So if he's a Nazir Tahar, there's three Karbanos that are prescribed for him. Chatas, Ayla, and Shlomim. He can't bring a Chatas if he doesn't know he's a Nazir Tahar now. He might be a Mitzayra. How can he bring a Chatas? Chulam Bazara. But he can bring an Ayla or a Shlomim, because he could say, either this is my karma for the end of Naziris, or it's my donation. And once he brings one karma, he's allowed to take a haircut. Because he doesn't have to bring all three karbanos to take the haircut. He can take the haircut on one of the three. So let him bring an Ayla, or a Shlomim, he can pick his choice. Let him bring an Ayla. And he brings that Ayla and he says, if I'm a Nazir Tahar, this is the Ayla I'm bringing so I can take a haircut. In case I'm another. If the other two will be on hold. Maybe because he can't bring a chatas. If he wants to, he can bring a shlomim also, but he doesn't have to. All he has to do is bring one carbon for his Nazir Tahar. That's all he has to bring. Now he moves to the fact that he might be a Nazir Tameh. And a Nazir Tameh has to bring a chatas size, an island size, and an asham, right. He has to bring three kabanas, chatas, ayla, and asham. He can bring a chatas ayif if he's on the fact that he's a suffix. He might be a suffix. So he can bring the chatas ayif. That's not a problem. He can bring the chatas ayif because he can bring it on a suffix. Chatas ayif is one of the kabanas you can bring if you don't know if you have to bring it or not. What? It's not. Chatas Ayif is not Chulam Bazara. The Torah allowed you to bring Chatas Ayif when you're in doubt. So he brings the Chatas Ayif in case he's a Nazir Tameh. And that Chatas Ayif takes care of that. Right? He can take a haircut. Now he still might owe Karbanos and Asham. Right? He still might be building an Asham. Now, right? Now, so he's taken care of, he can bring both birds, in fact. He can bring a chatas ayif and an ayla ayif. He can bring that, whether he is a Nazir Tameh or he's not a Nazir Tameh. Chatas Saif can come in a Safik, and Eilat Saif will be in a Dabba. Right. Well, we'll take, that's why we're doing this very slowly and no questions on this. Now, he still has a Mitzairah to take care of. So Mitzairah, at this point, all he has to do is bring two birds outside, dip them in Ezaiv. No Korbanos are necessary at this point. It's before this Korbanos, well before this first haircut. So now he is at day 30. He took care of the fact he might be a Nazir Tar. He took care of the fact that he might be a Nazir Tameh, and he takes care of the fact that he's a Mitzairah. There's no Isser in bringing those two birds and shechting one and dipping it into the other with Ezoiv, Shnitri Loas, and the Eitaret. He can do that. There's nothing wrong. He can do that tomorrow if he wants to. There's no, not tomorrow, Shabbos, he can do it. On Sunday, he can do it. He can do it any day. So he's taking, now he's moved on to the next Shlav. If he was a Mitzairah, he took the first step. If he was not a Mitzairah, he might have been a Nazir Tameh. He took the step to be able to count the Ziris Tara. If he was a Nazir Tar, he took the step that he's able to take a haircut. He moves on to the next 30 days. Now at this point, right, at this point, he still might be a Nazir, because if he was a Mitzairah, no, he can't be a Nazir Tar at this point, because if he was a Mitzairah, he's still not finished Taras.
He wasn't a Mitzairah,
right, right, right. He could be another Tar. Right. I'm sorry, you're right. So at this point, he can still be a Mitzairah on his way to his second haircut. He took his first haircut, if he was a Mitzairah. He might be a Mitzairah. He's not a Nazir Tamei. Because if he's a Mitzairah, he's no Nazir at this point. So if he wasn't a Mitzairah, he took care of Nazir Tameh at the end of 30 days. But he might not have been a Nazir. Again, you need to hold Chesed here. It's three possibilities. As we move on, the possibilities change. At the first haircut, there were three possibilities. He might be a Mitzairah at the beginning. He might be a Nazir Tameh that he wasn't a Mitzairah. He might be a Nazir Tar that wasn't a Mitzairah and wasn't Tameh. So he took care of all three. He brought one carbon in case he's a Nazir Tar. He brought two birds in case he's a Nazir Tameh. And he did whatever he has to do for Taras. Now he's moved on. Now let's see what his status is now. If he was a Mitzairah, he's now a Mitzairah in the middle of between haircut one and haircut two, which usually is a 7-day process. 8 days, usually. But in his case, he can't do that, because maybe he's not a Mitzairah. And he was a Nazir Tameh, so now he's a Nazir Tar, because he took care of Nazir Tameh, and he became a Nazir Tar. So now he's not a Nazir Tameh for sure, because if he wasn't a Mitzairah, he took care of Nazir Tameh. But he didn't take care of Nazir Tar, because if he was a Nazir Tameh, he took care of that and became a Nazir Tar. So now he's either a Mitzairah on second step, or a Nazir Tar. Nazir Tameh is not a factor anymore at this point, because if he was a Mitzairah, right, if he was a Mitzairah, he's neither Nazir Tameh or Nazir Tar. If he wasn't a Mitzairah, he took care of Nazir Tameh. Nazir Tar, he didn't take care of, because if he was a Nazir Tameh, he didn't take care of Nazir Tar. So now the day 60, again, he takes a haircut. Again, he brings a carbon in case he's a Nazir Tar. And now, he has to bring Korbanos for his Taras. So here it gets complicated. What does he do for his Taras? So for his Taras, he's Mechayev, a Chatas, an Ayla, and an Asham. He has to bring those three Korbanos. So he can bring the two birds. He can bring the two birds. And Asham, according to the Rabbanon, is not Ma'akev. He doesn't have to bring the Asham at the end of his Taras. And according to Reb Shimon, he holds, you can bring an Asham and make in condition, it's either an Asham or a Shlomim, because the blood is processed the same way, and Kohanim will eat it. So now at the end of day 60, he's definitely taking care of his Taras. If he was a Mitzairah, he went through both steps. He's not a Mitzairah anymore. At this point, he can eat Kachim. His Tum is gone. he still might be a Nazir Tameh, because if he was a Mitzayra, he wasn't a Nazir Tameh yet. He didn't, I can't process Nazir Tameh while he's a Mitzayra. So now he moves on from 60 to 90. He might be a Nazir Tameh, he might be a Nazir Tor. In the second time, he can't be a Nazir Tameh. Because if he wasn't a Mitzayra, he took care of it. But if he was a Mitzayra, he hasn't taken care of it, but he can't take care of it in the second step. So now he gets to the third step, and he's left with two. Nazir Tameh, Nazir Tor. Doesn't know. So day 90, he brings his two birds in case he's a Nazir Tameh, and he brings an oil in case he's a Nazir Tor. He takes his haircut. Now, he only might be a Nazir Tor. He's taking care of Saras, he's taking care of Nazir Tameh. So on day 120, he brings all three Kurbanos of a Nazir Tor. And now, he finishes his saga. And now, he can drink wine, Mimitam Elamesim. He's completed his Naziris.
Why isn't that because of
Sabi? Why is it Sabi Kulam He only brought Eilis till now. Now he's bringing his Chatas. If he ended Naziris earlier, he's bringing the Chatas now.
So you can delay your...
You can delay your Chatas. So this is what happened to this guy over 120 days. 60 days to remove the possibility of Mitzayra. 90 days to remove the possibility of Nazir Tameh. And 120 days to make sure he's not a Nazir Tameh. Each one has its own suffix. And each one, he'll have to bring different sets of korbanos. I'm going to read the Gemara, and then we'll read the Rush, who explains this beautifully. It's four questions on the test. What did he do with the first 30 days? What did he do with the second 30 days? What did he do with the third 30 days? What did he do with the fourth 30 days? It's four questions on the test. Here we go. Masiv Rami Bachama. This was Rav Chisda who said that in a long Naziris, you can count Naziris and Taras simultaneous. Nazir Shai Tameh Besafik Gemuchlik Besafik. A Nazir, the last two lines are 55. A Nazir was Tameh Besafik and a Muchlik Besafik. He was a Safik Nazir Tameh and a Safik Mitzayra. Aichu Bekachim Lachas Yishim Yayim. He can eat kachim after 60 days. V'shaytzi yayin v'matam elameitzim v'achamei v'eshim yayin. And his Naziris comes to an ultimate conclusion at after 120 days. Okay? Let's check up the Rush. Dr. Rush. Yesterday, we did that the Rush said he's not sure about Safik Mukhlut, because the Mishnah in the Gaon said either Safik is Tor or Safik is Tameh. They never leave it as a Safik. So the Rush is not sure how you can be a Safik Mukhlut. Rabbeinu Artsko said to wait till Nun Tesem and Beis, where the Gemara will repeat this again, and maybe over there it will be explained. Obviously, the Rush didn't see it in Nun Tesem and Beis. And Rabbi Freund told me yesterday, Rabbi Isha told me, that in his notes he wrote down that one of the two people was a Nazir, the Tyrant one was not, and the Kain doesn't remember which one was which. So I don't know where he got that answer from years ago. He wrote it down in this Gemara. Probably me. It's a good chance, not definitely, but a good chance. And therefore, I might have found that somewhere, which I didn't see this time, but that's what Ramesha has on the side of his Gemara. But again, the Rush doesn't say that case either.
He erased it. No,
I
thought I said you erasing it.
No, why should he erase it?
I just thought...
Aichu b'kachim that Rush. Dr. Rush, avakaitim l'chein loy. He can't eat before 60 days. The Rush that starts, I can't,
right in the middle. In the middle?
Yeah.
Okay, I
would
think.
Avu Kaidim L'chein Lai, but not before 60 days. The Safik Mitzayrahu, that Samach stands for Safik, at least in my Rush, it's a Samach. The Safik Mitzayrahu, he's a Safik Mitzayrah. The Acha Yomi Kaparasai, and until he brings his Kurbanus, also Lechu B'Kachim, he cannot eat Kachim. Abu Mishim Sabik Nazir Tameh Limitsri Bakachim. A Nazir is not Usher and Kachim. Even a Nazir Tameh can eat Kachim. Like Mikri Mechusri Kapara Glaser Bekachim. Meaning, another Tame waits 7 days, goes to the mikvah, and can eat kachim. His kavanas don't stop him. Let me explain what the Rush just explained. A Mitzayra can count 100 days. Until he brings his kavanas, he can't eat kachim. Another Tame can eat kachim at the end of his Tumas Meis, even if he never brings a carbon. He can't get rid of his Naziris, but he can eat kachim. A Tame can't eat kachim. But another Tame ends his Tumma at the end of 7 days, like every other Tame Meis. The carbon is not necessary for his Tumma. The carbon is necessary for his Naziris. Big difference. Reuven becomes a Tame Meis. He waits 7 days, goes to the mikvah, and he can eat kachim. He gets sprinkled on, he eats kachim. No kabbalah is necessary. The Nazir Tame doesn't need kabbalahs because of his tumma. He needs kabbalahs in order to start Naziris Tara. Therefore, his kabbalahs don't stop him from eating kachim. He counts his 7 days, he gets his paraduma, he dips himself in the mikvah. My Mitzayra needs it for his kapara. It's called a Mechusar Kapara. He can't eat kachim till after his kabbalah.
He can't knock off both with one carbon, right? He can't do that. He can't satisfy that.
Well, that's what we're learning to rush, to see what kabbalah you need. That's why we're middle. Right? Still, I mikri Mechusar Kapara. Ela mi shimtuma yaitis alav migufai. So the Rush gives you the rule. The only tumas that require a carbon to remove the tumma is tumas that exit a person's body. Zav, zava, mitzaira. Yaletis. Notice they're all internals that come out. Externals never need a carbon for tumma. Tumas meis, tumas sheret, tumas nevela don't need a carbon for tumma. The only tumas that need a carbon to remove their tumma are internal tumas that come in. Not all internal tumas, but some internal tumas.
So it's called internal.
Well, where did it come from?
No,
it comes from the body. That's called internal.
It doesn't have to, nothing excretion, no excretion.
Well, it is. It's a pimple or whatever it is. It's a white blotch. It's not an excretion, but it's something that comes out of the body. Kedisim Perik Dalet Mechusar Kapara, like it says, in Perik Dalet Mechusar Kapara. You know, you think it's Perik Dalet. It's not Perik Dalet. It's Perik Dalet Mechusar Kapara, which is in Perik Increases. Ketzad. Now, what do you do now? Here we go through the 120 days. Nazir Lamajayim. The Nazir was a Nazir for 30 days. Ubiyayim Arishayim, Irilay Safik Tumas Meis, Safik Tzaras. And the first day, he was Zaycha to become a Safik Nazir Tameh and a Safik Mitzayra. Maza, he sprinkles Paraduma water on him, which he might be another Tame Meis. Vishaina, he sprinkles a second time at the end of day 7. Vitaigul, he goes to the mikvah. Vitarmi Tumas Meis, he's no longer Tame Meis. But he can't start his Naziris yet. He needs a haircut. He needs to bring Karbanas. Boloi Legaleach, Kedin Nazir Tame. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Rabbi Sai, I was maybe as Nazir Tameh. I'd like to start my process of Nazir Tahar. And, right, I could din Mitzayra Chinesrape. Or he comes and says, Rabbi Sai, I was a Mitzayra. I'm ready to move on. Part of moving on is taking a haircut. I remember why we say to him, excuse me, Hamten Adlam Adjain. You can't do anything till 30 days. Because the Shemin Nazir Tar, because you might just be a Nazir Tar who's not allowed a haircut during the first 30 days. Here you are, you're coming and you're saying your Tzaras is gone, your Tumah is gone. You're right. But you can't do the process of haircut because you might be a Nazir Tar. And a Nazir Tar is not allowed to take a haircut. Eina Megaleach, El Adam, the Nazir Tar, Eina Megaleach, El Adam, he has to bring a carbon. Till the end of 30 days. So what does this guy do? He now is put on hold for 30 days. He's put on ice. He comes back after 30 days. He says, Rabbi Sai, I waited 30 days. I might be another Tameh. I might be a Mitzayra. I might be another Tar. So we say to him, Mikaleach, Tegerka. Subik taglachas mitzaira. So subik whether you're doing it for your tzaras. Subik nazir tame, subik nazir tar. The haircut can work for one of three things. We don't know what it's working for. But it's the same haircut of his head. Right? Umeimi beis tziparim makes two birds, kedin taglachas yimei chalutai, like a mitzaira would be. This is not birds as a carbon. This is the two birds that he does the dipping, the Ezoi, the Shnita Loss, Ezeres, see beginning of Parshas Mitzaira. The Chatas Ha'if HaBala Safik, Mishum Tzavik Nazir HaTameh, brings a Chatas Ha'if, which he's allowed to bring, if he doesn't know if it was a Nazir Tameh, that's allowed. The oil is Behema, Mishum Tzavik Nazir Tar. He brings an Ayla, in case he's a Nazir Tar. Kedila Galea Chaladamim, just to be able to take a haircut. You can take a haircut on one carbon. So here's this guy, he takes care of the Mitzayra process, that's not done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not out of your slime. He goes to, brings a Nazir Tameh bird, that takes care of his ability to start his next Naziris. Only he has to bring one bird. The other stuff he'll have to catch up on. But he brings one bird. And then, he can't bring an Arsham, he can't come on a Sabbath, as we'll see later on. And then, he brings one Ayla, in case he's a Nazir Tar, and if it's not, it's an Adaba. Nothing wrong, and he can take a haircut.
What would Dhamim have to do with carbon?
That's the way we express carbon, to do blood. Kapara comes from Zvikas Hadam. That's the way we call it carbon, Dhamim.
And Gemara also, or?
Yeah, many times.
So this behemoth that he's bringing for Ayla
is either an Adaba or it's for Nazir Tar. There's nothing wrong in bringing an Ayla.
That's
right. Now, and he makes it tonight. If it's not time for Nazir Tar, to be an Eilis Nadava. Baloi legaleach sheinis. I have a girsi here. I don't know if you have it on the bottom, an olive. I have it on the side. That says the next day he brings chatas ha'if in case he's a Nazir Tameh. Because by the bird of the Nazir Tameh, it's the day after his haircut. So he waits to the next day, which is day 31, and he brings a chatas ha'if in case he was a Nazir Tameh. Because he took his haircut on day 30, so he brings his chatas ha'if on day 31. And then he starts counting his Naziris Tarah. So now, 7 days later, he walks in and says, Rabbi Tzai, I might have been a Nazir Tameh, so I'm ready to do my second carbon. I'm sorry, I might have been a Mitzayra. It's time for my second haircut and my korbanos of tzaras. We say to him, Hamtaim, you might not have been a mitzaira. Shema nazir tamahaya, you might have been a nazir tamay, but I'm a mitzaira. And now you're doing the ziris tara. But tzarek limnai slama jayim la ziris tara. You're now in the middle of the ziris tara. Maybe the first 30 days was the ziris tamay, and the second 30 days is the ziris tara. Acher Lamajayim, which is day 60, Megaleach Savik Taglacha Sheimei Sifrei, now he takes a haircut. At the end of Mitzaras, this might be the second haircut of Mitzaira, Savik Naziris Tar. He's not a Nazir Tameh, that's for sure. If he's a Mitzaira, he wasn't a Nazir at all till now. And if he's not a Mitzaira, he took care of Nazir Tameh the first 30 days. So he's in the second 30 days, Nazir Tameh is not a factor. He can't be a Nazir Tameh during the second 30 days. Because he's been a Mitzaira, he hasn't been a Nazir at all. If he wasn't a Mitzaira, he took care of Nazir Tameh the first 30 days. So now it's just a Safik Mitzaira, Safik Nazir Tar. Maybe Eilus Behema Mishum Safik Nazir Tar. He brings in Eilus Behema in case he was a Nazir Tar. They're like Aleich Al Adamim to take a haircut over a carbon. Well, the next day, maybe carbon mitzaira, because mitzaira comes the day after the haircut, and now he's finished. But what kabbalas can he bring? He might not have been a mitzaira. Well, maybe Chatas Oif, because that can come on a Suffolk. The Chatas Behema ain't a ball a Suffolk. Oh, Yafkin a Chasav, or if he wants to, he can make himself poor. But Yavi Chatas Oif Kedim Mitzayra Ani. Then he doesn't have to bring it a Suffolk, meaning he doesn't have to take advantage of that. Because a rich Mitzayra is not supposed to bring birds. So here's a guy that's rich. How is he going to bring a bird? So the first part of the rush says he can bring it because he has no other option. The second part says maybe he should make everything hefker so he becomes poor so he can bring this bird now as a suffix in case he was a mitzvah. Can I just finish the next few lines? The asham, now what does he do with the asham of mitzvah? The ayla is not a problem. He can bring an ayla. The question is how did he bring an asham? Reb Shimon d'amid d'matzi l'asluya b'shlamim. Reb Shimon of Masechtas Vachim says, anytime a guy doesn't know if he has to bring an asham, he can bring a shlamim and say, either this is an asham or a shlamim. And it'll be eaten like an asham. The blood is put on the mizbeach the same way. Well, the Rabbanan, the Reb Shimon, asham ain't a makru melechu b'kachim. He doesn't have to bring the asham. He won't bring an asham. He can't do it. But he can eat kachim. His tzaras is over for all practical purposes. He owes an asham, but he can't take care of it. He'll never bring the asham. Yes.
I just wonder what a
regular mitzvah,
what does he bring the second time?
Chatas Ayla
Asham. Chatas Ayla Asham. First time was the teeth form was for what?
That was to start the Tara process. It wasn't a carbon. It's not out of your saliva.
The
teeth
form had nothing to do with it. It's not Azara. No, oh, okay.
It's done out mechutz l'machna, v'yatakayna mechutz l'machna, v'yroa v'yne nirpanega tzaras menetzeruah. V'tiva ha'kayim v'lochik l'apim tayer, shnei tzeparim chayas tahiris, v'yei zeres v'ezev v'shnei tolas. He sprinkles the blood on the mitzvah. No, he doesn't. He takes the ezeres.
Underwater. Blood goes into the water.
Right, the blood goes in the water, and then he takes the mixture. Amayim chayim. There's all, read Parshas Mitzvah, till Sheni, what can I tell you?
And the second time he brings three.
Yes. And if he's poor, he brings birds. If he's rich, he brings three animals. If he's poor, he brings two birds and one animal. Asham can't be a bird.
He doesn't have the option of nedava. He can't do a asham.
There's no asham nedava. There is, according to one Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. Well, other maybe asham tali b'choyayim, but it doesn't work because the age is different. Even though asham mitzayra and asham tali, the age is different, yeah.
That's for sure now.
Chatzai, we brought out a suffix. So he brings a bird.
Only that's why he has to be mop here.
If that the rush offers two solutions. Either he doesn't have to be mopka because he's stuck. He can't bring an animal, so he brings a bird. It's like he's poor, or he should make himself poor. The rush doesn't take sides to that.
But where's the other time bring the
other time he brings? Chatas Ayla and Shlomim. Chatas Ayla and Asham.
The only difference is that Asham is
there's no difference in another time in a Mitzayra, by the way. They bring the same thing. But they never are working together here. Because if he was a Mitzayra, he wasn't bringing any Krabonis at the beginning. And if he was a Nazir Tame, he brought, he took care of that. So when he gets to the second one, Nazir Tame is not a factor. Only Mitzayra and Nazir Tar.
But each item
eats
his own bird, he can't kill two birds.
You mean one bird with two skulls?
One bird with two skulls.
It never works. For what would you want to do that?
Like he said, for the...
But you never have... You never have a Nazir Tameh and a Suffolk Mitzayra at the same time. Because if he was a Mitzayra, he wasn't a Nazir Tameh. And if he was a Nazir Tameh, he wasn't a Mitzayra. So you couldn't have both of them at the same time. You're right. Probably you could kill two birds in one stone or one bird in two stones. But it never happened. Now he moves on. He's finished with Tzaraas. That's not the equation now. But Nazir Tameh reawakens. Because if he was a Mitzayra, he couldn't have been a Nazir Tameh. Now he's a Suffolk Nazir Tameh, Suffolk Nazir Tar. At age 61. So now, what he does is, maybe he was a Mitzayra, but Taglachas Mitzayra ain't like Taglachas Nazir Tar. can't count if it is Nazirus. He hasn't started his Nazirus yet. He needs two more haircuts. Echad v'nazir tame, v'echad v'nazir tar. U'b'taych lamed, he can't take a haircut during the 30 days. Sheshema mukhler haya, v'loy nazir tame. He might have been a metzaira, which means nothing happened until day 61 as far as Nazirus is concerned, but he wasn't a nazir tame, so he can't take a haircut for 30 days. U'l'achad lamed yoyim, v'galeyach safik nazir tar, safik nazir tame. U'maybi chatas ha'if, l'safik nazir tame. He does Eilis Behem in case he's a Nazir Tahar, and a Chatas Haif in case he's a Nazir Tameh. Umasna, and he makes a Tanai, it's either in a Dava or a Nazir. But by Dai Nazir Lish Tishayin Ol Tameh Lameisim. The Shemit Mukhlet V'Tameh Hayah. Maybe he was both. So the 60 days took care of Tzaraas, the next 30 took care of Nazir Tameh. At that point, he brings all the kabbalas of Nazir Tar, the Shaisi Yayin, or Matamel Mesa. That's what happens in these four cases. Dr. Gemara Vaita, the Tani Allah, the Medvar Mamurim, the Naziris Muetas. This is a 30 day Naziris, so you have to do four counts. I will be Naziris Bashana, I will be Kachim Bakashtashanim, by Naziris of a year. He has to do 4 years. He can't take the haircut the first year because he might be a nazir. And he's in zero to the year.
It gets interrupted by the Messiah.
Exactly. And Shaisi Yain and Eichel Mikachim Hagash States on him. What we did in two sets of 30, we now do in two sets of a year. The Shaisi Yain Talameh Samacharbish on him. It takes 4 years to take care of it. By 30 days, it took four sets of 30 days. By a year, it takes four sets of a year. Now, the problem is Rav Chisda, which Rav Chisda said, if your Naziris is long, you can count during the Tzaraas for your Nazir. So in the second 30 days, right, he's either a Metzaira or a Nazir Tar, because Nazir Tar made the care of. But in the second 30 days, or in the second year, he should be able to do all his Naziris, except for 30 days, because he's going to have to take another haircut, and only wait 30 days for the third haircut. Because the reason we have to wait a whole set was in case he's a Nazir Tar, he needs a whole set. Rav Chisda said he doesn't need a whole set. So Ras and Naziris can count simultaneously if there's 30 days left afterwards. Here it says you got to wait a whole set. Shver of Chisda. V'yisal g'daytach. Tiski b'lay, v'yisal g'layayvi. If Rav Chisda is right, that the days can count. Tiski b'lay b'shalosh on him. U'shloshim yayim. He can do this in 3 years and 30 days. He has to wait a year in case he's another. The second time, he might be a Mitzayra. Second time, Nazir Tameh is out of the equation. Because he either wasn't Mitzayra, then he wasn't a Nazir Tameh, or he was not a Mitzayra. Fine. Then he gets to the second thing. Nazir Tameh is out of the equation. He's either a Nazir or a Mitzayra. Which of his, he can count them simultaneously. Except he needs 30 days for his third haircut. So at the end of the second year, he's finished his Tzaraas, and he's only 30 days away from finishing the Zeras. But he's a Nazir for a year. He's a Suffolk Mitzayra.
It
might have been a Nazir Tameh. But the second year, he's only a Suffolk Nazir Mitzayra, Tar or Mitzayra. They can count simultaneously except for 30 days. So the third haircut should happen 30 days later, not at the end of the third year. The Brisa says it ends at the third year.
So 2 full years plus 30 days?
That would be the third haircut. Then the fourth haircut would be a year later. So total would be 3 years and 30 days, according to Rav Chisda. But the Brisa says it's 4 years. Which proves Rav Chisda wrong. Dr. Rush. V'yisal g'daytach. Yemei chalutoi. Tizgilei begimu shanim v'ramadjai. V'yachar shigiloch shenis l'tzaratoi. L'tzai b'y shanim. Yigalach taglachas gimu. L'achar ramadjai. M'manavshach. Im nazir tamayu. The Rush. And the first. I'm sorry.
Is
I didn't do the whole thing. I'm sorry. B'tani Allah, I'm on the second line from the top in my rush. On Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph 56A1. B'tani Allah, Mamed Ruah Mamor Benazim Mu'etas. Az Da'iloi B'kuf Chav Yamim, that's when it's enough with 120 days. Abu B'Naziris Ba'Shana, Oichu B'Kachim Akabe Shanim. The Epshul Galeach based on Galacha Shimei Chalutoi V'Yimei Sifroi. He can't take the haircut for the Mitzayra, in case he's a Mitzayra, for both haircuts of a Mitzayra. It's called Yimei Sifroi, the days he counts between haircut one and haircut two. Ela Akar Beishanim, Kamoi B'Nazir Muetas Akar Shishim Yoyim, like a small Nazir after 60 days. Besides the item, the time of the Mesa Machad Dalit Shanim, Kidin Nazir Muetas Akar Kuf Chav Yamim. Whatever you did with 30 days, now each set is a year. Before it was 30 day sets, now it's a year set. But the Yisal Gedai Tachsokele Yemei Chalutai, Tizgele Begimu Shana Velam Bejoim. Why? Aka Shigilu Shainis Litzarata Litzayv Bei Shanam. After he took care of his Tzaraz, Yigalach Tadlakas Gimu Laka Lam Bejoim. Mamarashach. Wait 30 days. Im Nazir Tamihu Kahudino. He doesn't have to wait more than 7 days. As a Nazir Tami, he only had to wait 7 days. Bim Nazir Taru, Umuklad, and he was a Mitzayra, Kahudinai. All he needs is 30 days. Shari Allah, he made Sarata, Lishanash on Naziris. He could count Naziris simultaneous with Saras, according to Chizda. Vein it's Arkrahamtin, Raklam, and Joim, Legittle Tsar. All he needs is 30 days worth of hair. He has to wait another 4 years. Maybe he was both. And his first two haircuts were for Taras. He can't count as Naziris. You can't count simultaneous Naziris and Taras. He can't do the haircut, third haircut. I'd say Shana Gimel until the end of the third year. Because maybe he was both, and it doesn't count. So this whole thing was brought down to ask a question of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said you can count Saras and Naziris simultaneous, and all you need is 30 more days. We see here you need a whole year. Which means that we're not going with Rav Chisda. Gemara has another question, Rav Chisda, which we will leave for Monday. We did enough today and complicated. I don't have to complicate things more. Yes?
One of the things I don't understand is the negative assumption that one does not count days for another except for Mitzvah and Mitzvah. So, during these days of hiatus, what is the status of the person? Can he drink wine?
No.
Why not?
All we Suri Nazir are there, but without being able to count.
So, is he a Nazir or not a Nazir?
He's a Nazir who can't count days.
Okay, it's rather an internal contradiction, but...
No, it's not. Why does a Nazir have to count days?
Restriction part of
this
is something which is intrinsically bound to that.
Not true. The guy can be a Nazir Olam, never count the day.
That's why I just said, with the exception of Nazir Olam.
Again, not the counting of days is to get to the end of Naziris.
Right.
It's not internal to the halacha of being a Nazir. You can be a Nazir and never count days. You just won't get rid of Naziris.
Okay.
Whatever word you just used sounds wonderful. It's almost as good as the word you taught me yesterday, which I forgot.
Then I didn't teach it very well.
No, it's my memory is not the same as it used to be.
A dog is a dog, period. That's an essential attribute. A dog can be blue, brown, or green. That's a predicate attribute.
Got it.
What would the new guy today?
What? Yeah?
This people make a lot of sense to learn this.
Yeah.
Can't hear what you said.
Must be a nice thing to start with.
He's learning with a new boss.
This would be great to teach him.
That's
if the guy is interested in Baal after this Gemara, he's for real.
continent refers to it as magic. There is no reason, why learning about two people holding onto a handkerchief in the middle of the street should make anyone religious.
Now, Elam Atias, you know why Elam Atias works? Because they can associate with logic. Wow, we return lost items. Unbelievable. And we have all kinds of rules. I learned with a guy that's not from, and I learned with him, Elam Atias. He just couldn't wrap his hands around the why we don't return Matthias of Goyim. So I asked somebody else who taught somebody Elam Atias, I said, what did you tell him? So he said, I told him, it's a club. If you're not a member of the club, you don't have the rights of the club. You belong to the club, you can go golfing. If you don't belong to the club, they don't let you golf. Why? It's not fair. The answer is, clubs give you certain internal inherent rights for being a member of the club. Judaism is a club. That's what the guy explained it as. I didn't have a better explanation. How do I explain to a Freiyid? There's no clue to him. He says, why can't we just let a liberal Freiyid, by the way, totally liberal, a guy who thinks that everything's allowed under the sun as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. And if it's a gay him, probably even if it hurts somebody else. Right? And why in the world shouldn't you be returning your Veda to God? It's such a wonderful thing. You make such a Kiddush Hashem.
Well, I skip it and just say you can return it if you want to.
It's not true. You're not allowed to return it.
Don't say that you're doing a mitzvah.
Gemara says it's us to return.
You're not allowed to say that you're doing a mitzvah.
Gemara says us to return a Veda to God unless it's a Kiddush Hashem. That's all Gemara says.
Don't skip the Hashem.
I always used to think that's an automatic Kiddush Hashem when a Yid returns an Aveda to a guy. Until one of my class guys found a wallet with $100 with a number. He asked me what to do. I told him, you can check with Reb Baruch, but I think you should call the guy and say that we Jews return an Aveda. So Reb Baruch said the same thing. So he called the guy. The guy came, picked it up, took the wallet. Didn't even stay long enough around to say that the guy could say, we Jews return Aveda, didn't even say thank you, and walked on. The guy should have kept $100.
It's got the same thing. I can give you a story on Rav Schwab, which goes along with you in the book. In the end,